No, I'm delighted to have met here at the function, Gus Crimmins. Gus, are you enjoying your day?
It is marvellous, Weechi. Beautiful now. Beautiful day. A
lot of memories coming back to you. I suppose memories of how you missed the game, Gus.
Yes, and I've met a share of people here now today. That I met Tony Tye now. I played in Tony, down in Tony, in Killarney, you know. 49 or 50. And a great player.
Gus, getting back to your how you missed that game in the Polo Grounds, a lot of people would like to know exactly the lead up to it.
I broke my leg in the North Kerry final of 46, played in 47 in Ballylongford. And I was in plaster for 3 months, I'd say. And that time I wasn't taken. If it was today, I would. But it was misfortunate I wasn't taken anyway.
Was it a big regret in your life?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, it was a great chance lost, you know, and I put a lot into football.
Tell us about your career. When did you start playing with Kerry?
It would be after the 45 County Championship. I remember in 45, we met the Dick Fitzgeralds, in Tralee, and it was my first time playing in Tralee now. And I remember Eddie Hanlon and Johnny Welch came up to me and I says, Gus, you play down in Dunkavna. But I never told Gus that Dunkavna had two All-Irelands play that day. But we drew with them and it was a replay and we drew again. It was in the third game that we beat him. That was a marvellous county championship.
And you met my own team then, the Legion, in the final. That's the Shannon Rangers we're talking about.
Yes, the Legion we met in the final. Killarney sent thousands to cheer. But the men from the Shannon were fine men who never knew doubt in your fear. And when the game, great game, was replayed, the Rangers, their giants defied, and the trophy of silver was gleaming tonight by the sweet Shannon side.
It was a great moment for you, and all the Lions were playing with the Legion that time, weren't
they? They were. Jackie Lyon always said to me, Gus, if you were in the Polo Grounds, I'd have another All-Ireland medal. Jackie always said that.
When did you first play with Kerry then, Gus? Talk to me about your career.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't be exact.
Roughly.
I couldn't be exact.
Yeah, roughly.
It must be 45, I suppose.
Yeah. And what games did you play in then? What are your memories?
It was National League first, anyway. It would be the Prairie, I'd say.
Did you play minor with Kerry?
No. I didn't play minor. The minor league was suspended at the time during the war.
And, of course, 46 was a great year.
A great year. But I was badly wronged. I was not beaten in midfield in 45 or in 46. My partner was. Yet it took him until the second half to bring out Paddy Kennedy, and from that on we were winning. Yet I lost my place for the final. My partner kept it. He never played anywhere on the midfield, but I found a place for him in the forwards.
That was for the replay?
That was for the replay.
How disappointing was it for you then?
It was awfully disappointing. Like, even to this present day, everybody said I should have taken the cup when I came on. That I was captain for the full game and I was captain when I came on. I should have been. But I didn't get it anyway, we should.
And all those years ago now, and I can well understand it, Gus, that it still hurts, doesn't it?
It still hurts. When you're a sportsman, I suppose you'll forget it.
But you being a sub, you got a medal, of course, being a sub.
I got a medal. Yes. I came on. They brought Teddy O'Connor to midfield along with Paddy Kennedy. And again, they were beaten at midfield until I came on.
Yeah.
And just when I came on, they won. Even here today, Tony Tye said it was the greatest disgrace I ever saw. If we're talking to Tony now, he'll say it to you.
After 47 then, Gus, how many more years did you play with Kerry?
I finished up in 48, I say, with my last year against Mayo, and we were well beaten. The day for farmers playing football is gone. Because they can't devote the time to, to training or anything.
Yes, I know.
And to the pity, because it is a great game.
Talk to us about the great players you played. Paddy Kennedy, talk to us about him, because everyone says he was one of the greatest midfielders, but few of us saw him.
I think the greatest midfielder I ever played down was a Cork man. Neely Dougie. Did you know him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
Tremendous footballer. A tremendous footballer. I still rate Neely Dougie the best player of all. The best midfielder I met.
What do you think of football today and the style now?
I like if they did more kicking. You know, that old passing isn't nice. Even the young lads now, they're trying to be passing in instead of kicking the ball.
What's your favourite memory of playing football, Gus?
My favourite memory was winning the county championship in 1945. It was after the war. There were no transport. Man, woman and child from all Nartcarry came to Tralee. Tralee was packed. You had all the locals there and they'd be all at the crossroads in the evening. They'd be discussing the game. It was really great. Really great now.
And you're fine at the moment? You're fitting well and you're...
Thank God I'm fine, yeah.
How many Nartcarry Championship medals have you yourself, Gus?
Five.
Yeah, yeah.
I have five Nartcarry and I can't see in a championship in 45.
That injury the time you broke your leg, how serious was it?
I was off for a long time. I didn't play any football in 47. I missed my trip to America anyway. But if it was now, they would have taken me. I can't know if I saw they asked me here tonight. Jimmy McGee wanted me and that was it.
Yeah. Well, that was nice. Listen, Gus, it was lovely. Nice. It was lovely talking to you.
Thanks, Richie.